What was it like to hear about the JFK assassination? Or America's triumph over Hitler? Or seeing Queen at Live Aid? Our past is a collection of stories that brings us to now. Welcome to the Eyewitness History Podcast, where we view history through the eyes of the people that watch the events that shaped our world. Here's your host, Josh Cohen, and these are their stories.
Hi, and welcome to the brand new Eyewitness History Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Cohen. Many of you may have found this podcast courtesy of my partners in crime over at the Parthenon Podcast Network. Perhaps you found it through Scott Rank and his History Unplugged podcast. Or perhaps you heard one of the many podcasts I did with my friend Steve Guerra on his Beyond the Big Screen podcast. However you arrived, I'm glad you're here. As I mentioned, my name is Josh Cohen. I'm a writer and a podcaster. I'm currently the managing editor for History on the Net, and what excites me more than anything about hosting a podcast like Eyewitness History is interviewing people and having the opportunity to hear stories that I would never get the chance to hear in other circumstances. I want to take you on a journey through history where I present the oral history as given by the witnesses to it. Did you ever wonder what it was like in Berlin in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the wall? Perhaps you'd like to know how a prisoner of Auschwitz would describe the feeling of finally, and at long last, being liberated. I wanted to know, so I asked them. I thought I would take a quick minute to introduce myself a little bit further to you, listener. In addition to editing the History on the Net, I also have another podcast called Unfiltered with Josh Cohen. On it, I've had the pleasure of interviewing amazing people from all walks of life, all with the shared goal of hearing amazing stories. I once got to ask Tal Bachman, the creator of the hit song She's So High, what exactly it was like having a song hit number one in the country. I also got to ask the infamous corporate whistleblower and FBI informant Mark Whitaker what it was like having Matt Damon play him in the movie The Informant. I even got to ask the creator of Roger Rabbit, Gary K. Wolfe, what it was like having something he wrote transform onto the silver screen in the form of one of my favorite movies, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I couldn't be more excited to be focusing my passion for storytelling and interviewing specifically on history, and to have the opportunity to share them all with you. In upcoming episodes, you can expect to hear from the creator of the Vietnam Memorial Wall, Jan Scruggs. I'm also especially honored to present a two-part interview that I did with Holocaust survivor and former prisoner of Auschwitz, Gene Klein. I'll also be covering recent events, such as 9/11, I interviewed a number of first responders and one person who was in the North Tower that day. I also had the great honor of interviewing Frank DeAngelis, who was the former principal of Columbine High School, and gave me an incredible interview about the tragedy of that day and the aftermath. Thank you again, listener, for joining me on this journey, and I can't wait to hear some stories. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you'd like to support Eyewitness History, the easiest way to do that would be to subscribe to the show on the podcast player of your choice and leave a review. For more information on Eyewitness History, along with show notes and links to resources, go to ParthenonPodcast.com, where you can also listen to some other great podcasts by the Parthenon Podcast Network, such as Scott Rank's History Unplugged, Steve Guerra's History of the Papacy, James Early's Key Battles of American History, and Richard Lim's This American President, along with many others. Thank you.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.